Shalom, brethren. Today is Thursday, the 6th of May, 2021, and it's the 24th day of the Hebrew month of Iyar. The month of Iyar is the month of reward, recompense, and restoration or healing. We've only got 3 days left to claim this as our portion, being the season. You know, this is the season of restoration, of recompense. You know, recompense for what the locust, the caterpillar, the cankerworm have eaten in our lives. May the wealth of the Gentiles be transferred to us in this season, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Father, we pray that there be a transfer of the wealth of the Gentiles into our lives, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Mandorobo Shiketandarabosa. In Yahushua's name, amen. So today is the 40th day of the counting of the Omer. Blessed are you, O Abba Yahweh, who has commanded us, who has sanctified us with your commandments and commanded us to count the Omer. In Yahushua's name, amen. Hallelujah. So today is the day of ascension of Yahushua to the heavens. Yahushua HaMashiach's ascension meant that he put off the flesh body that he had put on or wore. He wore it as a piece of clothing shortly after his birth in the cave to Miriam 33 years before this. So 33 years before his ascension, he was born as the light of the world. Hallelujah. And after he was born, he put on the flesh as a piece of clothing, you know. The flesh began to form, and only Miriam witnessed this. Well, I think she had somebody with her, but unfortunately, Joseph didn't get to witness this. It was just Miriam, because Joseph was busy looking for midwives to assist Miriam in the process. So, it's just to show us that, you know, this flesh is not something that, you know, pleases him, pleases heaven. We cannot carry the flesh to the heavens. The Bible is very clear on that. The Holy Biblical Scriptures say no flesh can enter the heavens. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. It says, let me say this, brothers. Flesh and blood cannot share in the kingdom of Yah, nor can something that decays share in what does not decay. So no flesh can enter the heavens. Only the spirit and the soul can enter. The spirit is the body in the spiritual realm. The soul is the will, the intellect, and the emotions. But it has a voice of its own, you know. It's a living soul, basically. So it's the soul that connects with Yah. It is through the soul we're able to hear what he has to say and make decisions about what he says to us. So when Yahushua ascended to the heavens, if you read the extra books of the Bible, you'll find out that the angels in the various levels of heaven are amazed, you know. A lot of them, it had been withheld from them that he was on earth in human form. The way in which Yahushua left heaven was amazing. It was not ordinary at all. He stood up off the throne in the heavens and he transformed into an angel. I don't know why. And then he went through each heavens to see if any of the angels would recognize him. None of the angels recognized him as Yahushua. I don't know why he did that, but I think he was testing something out. The plan was he would arrive on earth unannounced. He was not meant to have any special announcement at the exact time that he arrived, because he needed it to be concealed from the enemy so that the enemy did not cut his life short. You know, Moses' life was announced, and because of that, his parents had him. Miriam prophesied it, and I think maybe she might have overtalked. That's why when Moses came, trouble was around already, and so Moses' life was in danger. Yahushua's life as well became in danger, but at least by the time Yahushua's life was in danger, he was 2 years old. So there was a grace period for him to grow a little bit before any danger could start, if I'm not mistaken, I think, yeah. I might be wrong anyway, but I think he was about to when they fled to Egypt. So Yahushua was to come unannounced to the earth. Nobody was meant to know. How they concealed it, I don't know, but very few angels found out. Like Michael would have known. The archangels were told, obviously, because they had some work to do when Yahushua was born. Like, come and speak to the shepherds and tell them what's happening. Angel Michael, Angel Gabriel, Angel Uriel, those would have known because they are in the seventh heaven. And they're the ones who manage things. They're the ones who head things. So they would have known, they would have put things, certain things in arrangement to celebrate Yahushua's birth. So Yahushua was born secretly, and I don't know what announced him. Might have been the star, because the star was extraordinary. It wasn't the usual stars we see in the sky. It was the same, you know, with Abraham. Abraham's star was so big when he was born, and it was right above his house. And interestingly, his star, I don't know, three other stars appeared, and Abraham's, or one other star appeared, and Abraham's star swallowed that star, which was prophetic, trying to say that he will conquer the enemy through him, and through him and his seed, the enemy will be conquered. So Yahushua's star was above the cave, and it was so bright. But when he was born, everything went silent. Even everything just bowed, you know, just, I don't know how to explain it, but if the wind was blowing, it just froze. If somebody was running, they just froze where they were. If the flowers were waving, they would just freeze wherever they are. Everything was made to freeze for a while during his birth. Because it was a very special birth, all creation had to honor it in a special way. It's only human beings that did not understand what was going on. And as a result, they were just going about their business. But the creation, you know, the leaves, the soil, the trees, the wind, various elements, they all knew that the Messiah had been born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's just a by the way. I thought I should share that a little bit because it's very special. So when he went back to the heavens after taking off the flesh, once again, he went in each heaven. but this time around, he did not appear as an angel. He appeared as himself, and they acknowledged him this time around. He allowed them to acknowledge him. And when they did, they said to him, oh, so all this while you've been on earth and we didn't know? How did you pass here to go to the earth without our knowledge? And, you know, they were bowing before him and worshipping him, and it was amazing. I'll stop there, but I don't want to go on for too long. But yeah, I just thought I should share that because it's very, very special to be able to know that. Some people have had visions of it, and it's been confirmed. They have had visions of this without reading about it. So it is very true. It did happen. There are several accounts on what happened on this day prior to the end of Yahushua's first coming on the earth. There are several accounts on what happened on this day prior to the end of Yahushua's first coming on the earth. So by this time, Yahushua HaMashiach had narrated the story of his earthly father Joseph the carpenter, a very pious and just man, he said. He didn't want Joseph to be forgotten ever. While narrating the story about his earthly father Joseph the carpenter, he also talked about the predicament of Enoch and Elijah. Enoch in Hebrew is Hanok, and Elijah is Eliyahu, whom the holy biblical scriptures say did not see death, but rather they were taken up to the heavens alive and in a special way. That's to say, they were taken up in heavenly chariots of fire. Hallelujah. Yahushua said that Enoch and Elijah will return to the earth in the flesh form, at which point they will challenge the anti-Messiah, aka Antichrist, the second beast of Revelation 13, until he kills them, thereby sacrificing them on an altar in Jerusalem. Psalm 51 verse 19 will be fulfilled, he said. And this is what Psalm 51 19 says. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then they will offer bulls on your altar. Yahushua shared many secrets with his disciples prior to departing from them and this earth in flesh form. He shared about the various levels of punishment which are in hell, the lake of fire. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." Hallelujah. As we remember and celebrate Yahushua's Ascension Day, let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and the bride has made herself ready. Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to you, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to you. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Hallelujah for the glory. Hallelujah for the... Na na na, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah for the na na na, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Amen in Yahushua's name. That's in Revelation, I think 19. Yahushua HaMashiach's ascension is a foreshadow of Matthew 25, verse 1 to 13. The wise and foolish virgins, also known as the Revelation 14 bride and the Revelation 7 bride. They're 144,000 each. So Yahushua essentially is a foreshadow of their catching away into the air, to the heavens. We are to look forward to this with great joy. It is now much closer than ever before. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is preceded by the prophesied 3 days of darkness. Amos chapter 3 verse 7 says, "The Lord does not do a thing unless he reveals it through his prophets." Amos 8:9 says that he will send darkness to the earth. He will turn our fists into mourning. He will turn our fists into mourning. Hallelujah. Let me find it. Amos chapter 8 verse 9. It says, "When that time comes, says Yahweh Elohim, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your festivals into mourning and all your songs into wailing. I will make you all put sackcloth around your waists and shave your heads bald in grief. I will make it like mourning for an only son, and its end like a bitter day. The time is coming, says Yahweh Elohim, when I will send famine over the land, not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yahweh. People will stagger from sea to sea and from north to east, running back and forth, seeking the word of Yahweh, but they will not find it. When that time comes, young women and men will faint from thirst. Those who swear by the sin of Shomron, who say, 'As your God Dan lives, and as the way of Beersheba lives,' they will fall and never get up again." So these are very powerful words which are not to be taken for granted. Yahweh is... A lot of things that Amos said are beginning to come to pass in these end times. Somebody recently had a vision of Prophet Amos speaking in the spiritual realm, repeating certain words that he has spoken before. I've forgotten which part it is, but that person was emphasizing the importance of having Holy Spirit in us. This is why this season of celebrating Holy Spirit is a very important season. It should not be taken for granted at all, because without Holy Spirit, we have no direction. Without Holy Spirit, we cannot be raptured. Without Holy Spirit, we are exposed to the enemy. Holy Spirit is our seal. Aside from the name of Yahweh being our seal, as per Numbers chapter 6 and Revelation chapter 7, all Holy Spirit is our main seal on observing the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. So brethren, let us pray very well. Let us ask Yah to have mercy on us, to count us worthy to be caught up with him. We pray that he will help us to have enough spiritual oil, so that we may be counted worthy to be the wise virgin bride. Hallelujah. So the rest who stay behind in the great tribulation are the guests of Yahushua. They will be the guests at the wedding supper. Hallelujah. Some will be martyred, others will live through till the end somehow. Matthew 22 verse 1 to 14. So you can see that the guests are the ones they go out and get on the street, which means they are people who, they are interested in Yahushua, but they are not deep-rooted when they are meant to be. They only become deep-rooted later on in life when they are under pressure from the anti-Messiah, from the enemy. So that's all I have to say with regards to Yahushua's ascension. I would probably have loved to say more, but that's all I have to say. Thank you so much for your time. Now, as we round up this teaching, hold on. Yeah, let's read Numbers chapter 6. Verse 22. Yevarechcha Adonai. Okay, let's 22. Yahweh said to Moshe, speak to Aharon and his sons and tell them that this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, Yevarechcha Yahweh Veishmerecha. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. Ya'er Yahweh panav eilecha vichunecha. May Yahweh make his face shine on you and show you his favor. Yisa Yahweh panav eilecha ve'asem lecha shalom. May Yahweh lift up his face toward you and give you peace. In this way, they are to put my name on the people of Israel, so that I will bless them. Hallelujah. Remember, there is biological Israel and adopted Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we read 2 Corinthians 13:14, which says, the grace of the Lord Yahushua, the Messiah, the love of Yahweh, the fellowship of the Ruach HaKodesh be with you all now and forevermore. Amen. In Yahushua's name. It's supposed to say the grace and mercy of Yahweh, but because of Yahushua, but because I'm reading from the Complete Jewish Bible, it's not there. It's the Orthodox Jewish Bible that has that. Then moving on to Ephesians. Ephesians 3:20 to 21 says, now to him who by his power working in us is able to do far beyond anything we can ask or imagine, to him be the glory in the Messianic community and in the Messiah Yahushua from generation to generation, forever and ever. Amen. In Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. We are now reading from Jude, which is Yehuda. Jude chapter 1. Of course, there's only one chapter there. Jude 24 to 25 says, now to the one who can keep you from falling and set you without defect and full of joy in the presence of his Shekinah is glory, to Yah alone, our deliverer, through Yahushua HaMashiach, Yahushua the Messiah, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority for all ages past, and now and forever and ever. Amen. I know songs for each one of those blessings, but there's no time to sing them, so I'm just reading them quickly. And then finally, Psalm 23, the final verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever and ever. Amen, in Yahushua's name. Shalom, brethren. Shalom. Happy Ascension Day. Join us for the 10 days prayer, 10 days to Shavuot. Hallelujah.